You're in tune to KDWA FM 97.7 AM 1460. Welcome to another edition of KDWA's in-depth program. And we have in our studios today Melanie Peters, who is seeking a seat, an open seat on School District 200 School Board. First of all, Melanie, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
And let's start out with Melanie. Tell us about yourself, like where you were born, raised, your education, work experience, and stuff.
Okay. Well, I was born and raised in Goodhue, Minnesota, which is not too far from here. And I went to Hamline University, where I majored in German and also in elementary education. So I am a licensed teacher. I have my K-6 teaching license. And we currently live in Hastings, and I've been living in this Hastings school district since my husband and I were married. My husband is from town. So we've lived here for the past 20 years within the district, and it's where we've chosen to raise our family. My work experience, I have worked at STEM education nonprofit called Starbase Minnesota for almost the past 20 years. This is my 20th year teaching there. I'm a teacher and also a program manager, which just means that along with teaching 4th, 5th, and 6th grade students, I'm also in charge of our curriculum development, making sure that we're meeting our educational goals and our team goals, and I'm also part of managing our team of instructors there.
Couple quick questions. German, you had to use that in Utrera, I bet, huh?
Well, yeah. Utrera definitely has some strong German roots. Where it came into play, we would go on walks and see in the cemetery, there's a lot of German written on the headstones there. But it was actually very nice living out in Utrera. We were able to have a strong connection with the community there, and while in Utrera, I did serve in public office there as a city council member and mayor for several years.
So you've had some political experience or experience in office, I should
yes.
say.
Yes.
Melanie, tell us about Hastings School District has about 4,700 students. These are just estimates now, mm-hmm. with over 600 employees, a yearly budget of $50 million, and 14 different bargaining groups to set wages. What would you say qualifies you to be on the board of School District 200?
I think there are several key things that qualify me to be on the school board for the Hastings School District, the first of which is my experience in education. As a teacher at Starbase Minnesota, I have the opportunity to work with school districts around the metro area, up to 7 different school districts. So through the past 20 years working with these different school districts, I've learned a lot about the educational needs that are common to many of our school systems in the area, and I think that I can take my understanding of those needs and apply that to Hastings. I also, as we mentioned, I've served in public office before, and while the budget of Nutria is certainly much smaller than the $50 million budget of Hastings School District, I do have experience in looking at a system that and setting a budget for a system and working with others. I think that's the key piece, is that the $50 million budget in Hastings is not set by any one person. It's set in collaboration with many people, and I have a lot of experience collaborating with others to accomplish tasks such as setting a budget. And when thinking about all of the different groups of people in our school district, I really feel like I can understand and relate to the educators in the district, as well as all of the support staff in the district. And I feel like I can do a great job listening to them and understanding what their needs are. And then at the very heart of our district are the 4,700 students. And through my teaching experience, I have a strong understanding of a lot of different types of learners. I've had the opportunity to teach a very diverse group of students throughout my teaching career. And I think that some of those students are students that we need to work better to, better reach in Hastings. Thinking specifically in our elementary schools of our growing number of students who are on free reduced lunch and our growing number of students of color in the district, I think that my experience I could bring that to the board to see how we can reach all of our students.
Mr. Collins, the current superintendent, has said a lot of times on this very radio station that he goes to outside schools to bring in new ideas, and I think as a candidate, your outside experience brings in a really different perspective that is for our benefit on the school district, on the board.
I would agree with that, and I think that Superintendent Collins is very wise in looking outside of Hastings for ideas and how they can be applied to Hastings School District. I think that one thing that is important to understand is that education is always changing, and the needs of our students are always changing. And if you live in the microcosm of your own district, it's hard to truly understand how to meet the needs of changing learners, meeting the needs of changing requirements. So I think that's a very good approach, and I use it all the time. I mean, I collaborate a lot with our own instructor team, but our instructor team, we collaborate with a lot of outside people, including different STEM corporations. You know, we're bringing in some corporate ideas. We ask our schools, what are you doing in your school that's working well? And so there's a lot of, I have a lot of knowledge and experience that I think would be helpful on the school board.
Okay. You're listening to KDWA's In-Depth program. Our guest today, Melanie Peters, who is seeking a seat on the School District 200 School Board. Now, as a school board member, Melanie, you have to belong to subcommittees with fellow board members that determine policies, budgets, manage facilities, negotiate with unions, just to name a few. Question number one, a two-part question here. Question number one is, which committees would you be interested in?
I'm very excited about this question. This, the idea of being on subcommittees, I think this is really the heart of the work of the board. And it's where I think board members can really put a lot of their energy. I would enjoy serving on any of the committees, but some of them that really stand out to me where I think that my blend of experience could be helpful would be the technology committee. As someone who teaches for a STEM organization, as well as someone who utilizes a lot of technology in my own teaching, I think that I could bring a lot to the conversation there. I also would really love to be part of a policy committee and thinking about how the district policies can affect our learners as well as our educators, and having some input to reviewing policies and setting new policies. And I think being on that policy committee is really where you can address a lot of learning needs and the needs of our students. So that would be an exciting one to be a part of. And also staff development. That one, I think, would be a great committee to be a part of. It's something that is part of my role where I work, is thinking about how can we bring out the best in our educators in order to bring out the best in our students, and looking at all the different options for staff development and how to make staff development useful. We talk a lot as educators about when staff development is delivered to you and you're sitting there and you're taking it in. But staff development also needs time for teachers to be creative and use the information that they learn. And I would just really love to be part of a committee that can help give tools to teachers so that they can do the best in their jobs. And then I also think, even though it's a very tough committee to be a part of, I do believe that I'm good at looking at information objectively and even when things are difficult or heated, I feel like I can be a warm voice of reason. So I think that I would bring a lot of skills to a negotiating committee. I don't know if that's a committee that typically a first-time school board member would be part of, because there's a lot of just knowledge in the school district that you need to have, and there would be a huge learning curve. But I think I have a lot of skills that I could bring to that committee.
Okay, the second part of that question, and I think you've already answered part of it, but we'll hit it head on directly, and that is, in today's atmosphere out there, you know, on a federal level, state level, and somewhat of a local level too, is it seems like the art of compromise isn't as, you know, used like it used to. How do you find that common ground with someone who would oppose your viewpoint?
Well, first of all, I think one of the things that we forget as a society sometimes is that it is okay to disagree with people. And you can be on different sides of an issue, and both people can have valid viewpoints. There's not a right or a wrong. But as far as, like, if someone abuses my or opposes my own viewpoint, the first thing that I do is ask questions and try to build an understanding of where they come from. Because, you know, I might find that once I learn more about where they're coming from, maybe I'll see their side of it, and maybe I might alter where I'm coming from or alter my viewpoint. But at the very least, it can help identify what we disagree about. And I think that's kind of the key. Asking questions to build understanding, identify what you disagree about, and then from there, trying to come to a common understanding of what will work best for both parties, or trying to figure out in a situation if a compromise can't be made, where it's kind of coming and meeting in the middle, that maybe it's best to go with what that person is saying, or maybe it's best to take what I am saying, but still acknowledging that there may be reservations on the other side for one reason or another. But yeah, I definitely think asking questions, build understanding, identify what you disagree about, and then try to work to come to a conclusion. Okay. And compromise.
What do you see as the biggest issue currently facing the district, and how would you deal with that?
Well, I think the biggest issue currently facing the district is one that the district is forced into right now with the retirement of Superintendent Collins. I think that with that retirement, we're going to go through multiple transitions as a district, because there's first going to be an interim superintendent, and then there will be the hiring of a permanent superintendent. And, you know, a superintendent is the leader of a school district. And, under the school board. The school board is who holds everyone accountable. But the superintendent is the leader of the district, and, you know, everyone in the district will have to kind of learn who that new superintendent is, what their working style is, the best way to communicate with that person. And we'll have to do that twice. And transitions can kind of upend everyone at different times. You know, it has a trickle effect to, you know, our district staff, our principals, our building staff, our teachers, and eventually down to our students. So I think that with the new superintendent coming in and the interim superintendent prior to that, it's going to be important for the school board to make sure that everyone has the opportunity to learn about that person. And then just very quickly, another issue is finding the balance between maximizing what we're able to ask of our people in our district and maxing them out. I think that we live on a fine line of that, where we want to have efficiencies and help people do the most with what they have, but I think that in some cases we're starting to max people out, where we're tipping the scale and, you know, that asking them to do too much or placing too many duties on any one person, whether it's at the district office, with our in our buildings, with our teachers. But I think that's a big issue to kind of figure out.
Okay. Melanie, we have about 2 minutes left here. So
it goes fast.
It does. You have great answers. I have to say that. Again, we are speaking with Melanie Peters, who is seeking a voice. I'm sorry, is seeking a seat on the board of School District 200. Tell the voters of School District 200, why should they vote for Melanie Peters?
Well, I think that when you're voting this year, you're voting for a team of people to lead the district. And a strong team has a diversity of voices with a variety of backgrounds. And I believe that I'm a unique candidate because I am the only candidate that has both a background in education and I have an understanding of issues and current issues in education. And I also have a background in public office. And I think that through both of these experiences that I have, I can bring openness to new ideas to the board. I'm a very transparent leader. I like to answer questions. I'll share information. If you ask me my opinion on something, I will share it. And I also lead with in both my classroom and in my leadership positions, I lead with warmth. I'm aware of the human aspect and the human connection to education, and I believe that leading with warmth is something that great leaders do, and I try to be a great leader in my classroom with my staff and hopefully on the Hastings School Board.
Melanie, and finally, real quick, how can folks get a hold of you or learn more about you?
You can get a hold of me. My email address is long. It's Melanie Ann Peters, MelanieAnnPeters at hotmail.com. And then also I do have a Facebook site for running for school board. So Melanie Peters for school board. Those are the best ways to reach me.
Well, Melanie, thank you very much for joining us. And I wish you a lot of luck in your candidacy here. You've been listening to KDWA's in-depth program. Our guest today, Melanie Peters, who's seeking a seat on the School District 200 School Board. This is AM 1460, KDWA Radio in Hastings, AM 1460, FM 97.7.